Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Auburn picks up a big commitment on the offensive line. Let's talk about it on this live edition of the Uptempo Podcast.
You are now listening to the War Report Podcast Network.
Let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Uptempo Podcast. Dustin Smith and Blake Lane here tonight, man, to talk some Auburn football. Picked up a big commitment, like I said, that on that offensive line, Blake. The fourth commitment already for Auburn on the offensive line. And then some news that I know you have some strong opinions about. We dropped the dad sneakers, bro. It's on the bigger and better things, bro. We're putting that Nike logo up on the gear. I know that you're fired up for it, brother. Mm-hmm. Back from vacation, man. I had a good week. I missed you guys. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. The Auburn baseball Tigers are down 2-0 right now against the Kentucky Wildcats. We got to find a way to bounce back. I dropped that baseball episode this morning. Hopefully all of you that do follow Auburn baseball, check that out. It was a frustrating episode, Dustin, but we're making it. Glad we got the swoosh going. Just do it. Nike pumped up. A guy from my hometown, Mobile, Alabama, going to be an Auburn Tiger. I think it's going to be a great episode, Dustin.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Our guy Auburn Dad getting the party started with a $2 super chat. What's up, buddy? We appreciate you always supporting us. Our guy Chris is in the building. I know my guy Brett's in here. Where you at, Brett? Brett is in here. And then Daniel, starting us off with a question that I had to look up before we hit record, brother. Daniel asks, did Freeze ever say if he was going to use radios for the helmets this year? I know he mentioned it. So I have an article pulled up from Brian Matthews at Rivals.com. And basically he says here, we toyed with it the last two Saturdays, used it. It doesn't change the game at all for those that choose to be no huddle, truthfully, if you're going with any tempo. And with Hugh Freeze running the show this year, I think you're going to see some tempo. So he doesn't seem like he's too big of a fan of it, or at least he doesn't think that it's going to make that much of a difference for his system. So I know that's not like a direct answer to your question there, but that's just kind of what Hugh said. So I don't, you know, maybe you see it. Maybe if like Garrett Nace wants to use it for something, or Ken Olsen, I don't know how all that's going to work, but make no mistake about whatever you read or hear, you know, Hugh Freeze is calling the shots this year on offense. And if he's out here saying, I don't think it plays that much into it, I'm not really expecting to see a whole lot from it. I see some of you guys asking about Alvin Henderson. We will definitely touch on that, but I want to get to the guy that chose to be an Auburn Tiger first from Blake's area out there in the 251. We talk about all the time, and you got to win Mobile. And Auburn picks up the 10th commitment of this class, Mr. Cardae Smith, 6'5", 285 out of Williamson High there, Blake. And I love this because this means this is a commitment that I can go get eyes on multiple times. So, yeah. You know, I love that. And I actually did about a 10-minute member pod for our guys today looking at Cardae's highlights. And I'll just tell you, something that kind of stood out to me was lower body strength and then athleticism for that big 6'5", 285 frame. They're going to bring him in to bring right tackle was kind of the game plan. And I will say now that with Ty Buster, the kid that committed from North Carolina, with Dice, Tavares Dice, the last three offensive line commitments now, and then our guy Cardae here, they all have that dog. I mean, it's finishing the play with a nasty streak. My favorite play, and you remember when y'all watch it, y'all will see it. My favorite play, he actually picked up a penalty for. I think it was a soft late hit. It's just because he owned oh boy and finished the play so well that he shoved him back about 10 feet into another player on the other team and cleaned his ass out the play too. And they were just, it was just too physical in today's day and age, I reckon. So they threw the flag on, but a physical kid, man, that likes to get in there and hit. And Blake, I know that you love it when 251 boys decided to go play their football in Lee County, man.
Yeah, that it excites me. I love seeing Mobile, Alabama get up there because I think that was a pipeline that we got away from a little bit. You know, I feel like Auburn got away from Mobile, and we're slowly starting to get back. And Cardae Smith, like you said, the athleticism, the footwork, just his presence. Just his presence. You look at him and you're like, that's a big kid, you know. The mean streak. I know that's one thing that always pops. People say he's got a mean streak to him. The hands were pretty nice, but he's always really physical and finishing the play. And so Auburn attacking the offensive line, making it known, hey, we are here to get nasty in the trenches once again, because we know dominating the line of scrimmage is what it takes to win in the Southeastern Conference and to get into that college football playoff and not go 1-Q. All right? We can't do it. If you want to compete, you got to control the line of scrimmage. All right? Michigan versus Washington, go flip the tape on and tell me where the game was won. It was one at the line of scrimmage, all right? Michigan's O-line dominated Washington's D-line. All we heard that whole week leading up was Washington, they had the edge guy. He was going to get after McCarthy, and they were going to stop Michigan's running game. It starts at the line of scrimmage, baby. So, Hugh Freeze, Coach Thornton, all these guys, man, they're making it known that Auburn is coming after the line of scrimmage, and that's what excites me. Four-star guy from Mobile. We're going to get a chance to see him play, like you say, Dustin. And, you know, that's what excites me, going out and watching these high school kids from the area and getting to film them. And then we sit down and talk about it, what we saw on that Friday night. I'm pumped, bro. I'm pumped.
Yeah, for real. Big time pickup here. So, like I said, that he joined Spencer Dowlin, Ty Buster, and Tavares Dice as the four offensive line commits. Still think you're going to add at least two more, possibly even get up to seven. If I had to pick a number, I would say six. Still, you know, looking at our guy over there, Michael DeBose, why don't you come on down and join the party, baby?
Yeah.
But that, according to 247, that puts Auburn at number seven, kind of keeping us around there. And the one that we didn't win, Blake, Alvin Henderson. And, you know, I said about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm out on this one. You guys can have it. I'm just out. And because this is one that is truly going to be decided in December. And the couple of people that I did ask, you know, I was on vacation, so I kind of took a break away from the phone. But I did kind of ask about it this week. And everybody said, I don't care what the kid says. You know, like it doesn't matter what he says right now. It just doesn't. And then our guy Dukes interviewed him right there before he committed, right? And you could kind of tell there, like he said, I'm still taking my visits out, you know, it's like he's still very much in it. Don't think he really endeared himself with the fan base too much today with one of his tweets. But, you know, I'll say this. If we sign him, great. If we don't, we don't. Like when you have, when you put together the offensive line class that we're putting together, there's other, you can find guys to tote the rock behind that. And that's really where that's won. And, you know, you still got a young piece there in Jeremiah Cobb. This coaching staff has been adamant, and they're going to bring in two guys in this class. Now, I don't know who they are right now looking at it, you know. The running back board appears to be pretty wide open, according to the knowledge that's kind of out there and a little bit of feedback I got. But they're still going to go after two guys, and they're still going to really try to bring those guys in. So it's just interesting, you know, on Alvin's recruitment specifically. I'll just say, like, I'll repeat what I said 2 weeks ago. It gets to that point to where it's like, man, if it's Auburn, it's Auburn. You've been trending Auburn for a year and a half and still haven't made that pick. So at some point, you know, you gotta shit or get off the pot, as my pawpaw would say. Yeah. And my boy got up off the pot. Now, I don't think that a kid from Elba is actually going to go to Pennsylvania. And I'll stand by what I said to in our member chat today. I don't think he's going to go to Auburn or Penn State. They could end up at Florida State. I mean, there's just no telling with this one, man. So, and to anybody, I know the majority of our crowd, you guys, y'all aren't out there doing this. But if anybody is out there trolling a kid or trying to attack a kid for making a decision like that, one, it's stupid for a multitude of reasons. It's stupid because he's still got months before he actually has to decide what college he's going to. And if you wanted him, as your emotions would be suggesting, if you're mean tweeting a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid, then you should probably chill because you still got time to get him. And also, in the era of the portal, if he goes somewhere for a year and doesn't like it, and I can tell you, a lot of these kids that go, they think they want to go way, way away from home, yep, and then they realize that their mom can only come watch them twice a year, or their mom, she was able to get out to most of the home games, but my God, it was taxing on her. Grandmama, cousins, you can't get the sisters, right? Like, yep. All right, let me come back home. And then also pretty suspicious too from this. No, I wouldn't say suspicious, but you kind of know what it is when he visits Penn State for the first time. And then like a week and a half, like, well, they flash some dollar signs at a small town kid from Elba, bro. And so just, you know, I would really encourage everybody out there to like, and if that's where he goes and he wants to be a Penn State, then like, that's his decision. So I think some of that stuff, man, I get it. This was a guy that we really thought we had in the bag and all that kind of stuff. Auburn will be okay at running back. Hugh Freeze will find running backs. And going back to Cardae Smith, you just build it up front. Build it up front, and Auburn will find somebody to tote the rock, man. Like, it sucks, Blake. I'm not trying to say that this isn't a miss. This was a miss. Auburn won that Alvin Henderson. He was the guy that we had circled. I think we're going to bounce back and be okay, brother.
Yeah, one, I think Auburn wanted Alvin Henderson when Cadillac Williams was at Auburn. Now, I'm going to say this. Will Auburn still want Alvin Henderson? Yes, but I think it was a little bit more when Cadillac Williams. Alvin was a Cadillac guy, all right? And I don't think all the social media twists and turns and things like that didn't start popping up and taking place until Caddy left Auburn. Then it started getting really weird, and I mean, the kid posted where's home probably 2 million times over a 30-day span. Cardae Smith, what'd he post? If you want to be at Auburn, you're at Auburn.
Right.
Simple. Now, not knocking Alvin. I think he's a hell of a football player. But I'm with you in this boat. I don't see a small town kid going all the way to Pennsylvania. Stick with it, all right, before you go online and attacking a 17-year-old kid who's going into his senior year and all this stuff. Pull the tweets back, all right? Pull the tweets back and just be patient until December. Be patient until signing day, because it could be Miami, it could be Florida State, it could be Auburn. I think this thing's far from over, and I know he threw a shot at Auburn today and said, with the real running back, I just told you, he's a social media guy. He likes to pull the strings, y'all. That's it. That's what kids do nowadays. That's what they're brought up on. That's why TikTok's so hot. Twitter, they're trolling. It's constant trolling. That's the age that we live in. That's what these kids were brought up on. So let him enjoy his recruitment. Let him go through the process and flash Penn State for a couple months, and I guarantee you this changes. I had a guy text me today and say, hey, I'm glad he didn't pick Auburn. Because guess what? All the switching up and back and forth, and I'm going here, where's home? Is it Miami? Oh, hashtag War Eagle, hashtag Nittany Lions. I don't want him. He's like, I'm glad he picked Penn State. That's awesome. And I was like, I can see how you feel. I get it 100%. I'm just saying, it's a long way till December. Let's hold off on all the tweets and see how this thing plays out. Because one thing I do know, Auburn's got to show it on the field. Hmm. Auburn comes out and starts winning this year. You're losing Jarquez, all right? Then Alvin turns and says, okay, well, they didn't take a running back last year. You're losing Batee. Huh. Auburn's recruiting hella O-line. Auburn might be the play. They just won 8-9 games. Auburn might be the play. Let everything play out. Let the dust settle, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Yeah, and you make a good point there about you got to win some, because we look at a kid from Elba that we've had circled for a long time, and we're like, how could you pick Penn State? But in reality, they've been winning games.
That's true.
But we've lost 7 games at least 3 years in a row. So, I mean, he's going to the team that just won double-digit games and is at least competing for Big Ten championships. I know they haven't got over that Ohio State and Michigan hump, but they're certainly further up the ladder than we are right now. So,
yeah.
You know, this reaction to, like, how in the world could he do this? Well, he's going to a better program and a better team right now. And that's why us being number 7 overall and then bringing in the class that we brought last year, that's why there's so much optimism in the program, because it's like, man, if you can recruit this way when we're not winning games, what is it going to be like when we do? So, yeah, just everybody, man, stay calm out there. You know, I know it's not you guys, man. It's the burner community. And I know that the Cat Tiger Insider is out there. He's got all the sources. Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all got to learn to block some of these people, bro. If you're going to be on social media, you got to learn to just block out some of these insiders and all that. Like, listen, anybody with real information will never hide behind a burner. I stand on that. Maybe should Abari be hitting, though. He is the one that be hitting, and then comes out and proves that he was in the right. Devin says, War Eagle, fellas. Devin, you're always supporting. We appreciate you. Connie's in the building. And then Tim talking about that. He says, I feel you, but that Twitter post doesn't sit right in my spirit. Talking about Penn State is a real running back. You listen, they're not, you know, he got on Twitter and Auburn fans were talking trash in his mentions and he decided to fire something back. We all know that we could count on one hand how many decent running backs Penn State's brought out, and we can go down the list of a little bit with Auburn. So, but again, like, I'm not trying to take shots at Penn State. Like, they are farther along as a program right now. And I mean, I think James Franklin's a good coach. And so I really don't have, I'm not mad at the kid, man. Like, I get it. What do I know about Kamar? Listen, I know that the running back board is wide open, Brett. And we will be definitely getting into this more with the members. Like I told you all the day, I don't think there's anybody right now in that we've kind of offered in that running back situation where I would point to and say, okay, that guy is, you know, we're leaning heavy or trending heavy, or for sure he's going to be, you know, I don't really know right now. And I think that they're kind of still figuring all that out as well, but I will definitely keep you all posted. Jackson says, Auburn getting 6'6", 300-plus tackles is a nice change. It is, and I can tell you, man, these guys, not only are they big, but they can move. They can move. These last three cats, I actually still have to do this Spencer Dowlin. He's the only guy that I haven't done a commitment video for our members for. And he's been committed for a while. But these last three that we've done, and Ty, Tavares, man, these guys, they are super athletic, Jackson. It is exciting. And like Blake said, they're mean. And that's what Greg says here. He says, we need some mean O-line, that we've been missing physicality. Yes. I would say all these cats, they definitely bring that into the game. You will not watch their tape and be like, oh, he's soft. And then Ms. Crotchfeld's in the building, always supporting us as well. You know that we appreciate you. She sent me a video. She's at the baseball game. She sent me a video of our guy, Dylan Carwell. He airmailed that first pitch. So if we're looking for help out the bullpen like we are, we will not be turning to Dylan Carwell. But we are excited that Dylan Carwell is returning to the basketball team. And as some members asked me, how do I feel about Dylan Carwell returning? That's a quality big. That's a quality big coming off the bench that'll give you minutes. You know what to expect. I love it. He's an Auburn man. And not only that, though, like, he does contribute to the basketball team. He knows his role. He plays his role well. So it's big for us. That's a spot we don't have to go recruit. We know our backup center for another year. It's a guy that we can trust to come in and give us minutes. So that's kind of how I feel about that. I think it's a great thing for Auburn. And Blake, what you got, brother?
No, I was just going to say it's another spot you don't have to fill with the portal either.
Right.
Because I just – the portal, man, it causes all kind of – just causes all kind of stuff in the locker room, I believe, and there's some chemistry stuff and things like that, and it's just you get away from that, and I feel like Dylan saved you from having to dive back in there once again. So I like that he's coming back.
Yeah, I think that's a big reason why you see Hugh really kind of preaching, hey, I'm coming. You got to give me the time because I'm building this thing through high school. I went portal heavy last year and couldn't get half these guys to even show up. Yep. But I can tell you what will get us to show up, Blake. This is damn Swiss, bro. Mm-hmm. Statement from athletic director John Cohen. We are excited to enter this new partnership with Nike, a brand that consistently champions athletes and sport around the world. We are appreciative of their strong support throughout this process. We believe that our 10-year agreement beginning in July of 2025 will continue to elevate Auburn and best serve our student athletes and our university moving forward. Blake, you've been all over social media championing this, so I give the floor to you, brother. How big is this for just not only football, but just at Auburn athletics as a whole, man?
All right, I'll attack it from this one right here. I put this tweet out the other day. Every time I walk into a Foot Locker or a House of Hoops in the local mall, whatever mall that you are at, I'm in Mobile, so Bel Air Mall. When I walk in, I never see anyone, not a soul, walk straight to a pair of Under Armour shoes. Never, ever have I seen it. I wear Nike. That's it. That's all. Polos are Nike, shorts, joggers, shoes. I got that Forces, the 07 Force mids right up here. Wear them almost every day. I got a couple of LeBron James shoes over here. All right. I got some Jordan 1s. That's just, I'm a Nike guy. All right. And I know Jordan, he branched off and made Jordan brand, but it's still affiliated with Nike. And Nike pays him so much money per year and everything. All right. Bringing me to my point is, look at the athletes that Nike signs. LeBron James, $1 billion contract, lifetime, forever, has his own building on the Nike premises. All right. Jordan, that's what kickstarted the whole thing. That's what made them bigger. Go watch the movie. All right. What is it called? Air or something like that they come out with. Yeah. Great movie. Great movie with Phil Knight, just showing how they got him, they lured him in. All right. Tiger Woods was with Nike. The greatest golfer ever. Transcended the game. Probably means the most to his sport out of anybody. Just recently got away from Nike to make his own brand. But Nike did that. So you've got all these athletes in here. All right. You got all these athletes that are just everything. All right. The ones that we all grew up watching. Then let's go to Auburn. Who do you got, Dustin? Who's the one athlete in Auburn history that everybody looks up to? What's the first? There you go. All right. Bo Jackson. Now you got Charles and Bo that you can point to and say, hey, come back us. All right. Come back us. Come get with these kids and preach about the Nike brand. I know it's going to hit in basketball. I know it because don't nobody want to wear no Under Armours while they're hooping. All right. None of these recruits want to walk into a pair of Under Armour shoes. Nobody wants to go out in public in a pair of Under Armour shoes. All right. When Auburn went to the Final Four, Dustin, when Auburn went to the Final Four, they had to walk out on the court with Under Armour stuff. All right? Everybody else is in Nike. They're sitting there looking at Auburn going, man, look at that. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, it don't rock. It don't hit with kids in that age group at all. It's just, who does Under Armour have? They got Steph Curry, dog. And I can tell you the reason why Steph Curry didn't sign with Nike is because Nike had LeBron and KD. That's the only reason Under Armour got Steph. That's it. But man, you got Bo and Chuck that can sit here in football and basketball and say, hey, I got you. Let's make commercials. Let's make commercials. Let's do all of this stuff NIL with Auburn athletes now. It hits bigger. And the one thing that I hate is I get my mentions on Twitter and somebody says, you'll never see me supporting Nike because they went woke. They went woke. All right. People, I do not care about politics or what company went woke or what company's wide awake or whatever. All right. I don't care. I really don't. All right. Under Armour's just as woke as Nike. If you want to break it down and get down to the facts and look at what company's doing this and what company's doing that, they're all at some point doing something that's woke.
If you're living your life based off that, you're not going to eat. You're not going to shop. Either side, if you're left or right, like if you're living your life tunnel visioned on what companies are supporting, you're going to have a tough ass time eating pizza, buying shoes, putting gas in your car. Your life's going to be really, really hard for you if that's the way you focus, you know, all your energy on making what kind of shoes you're going to wear. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's perfectly put. That's it. It's just, at the end of the day, y'all, it comes down to swag. All right? It comes down to drip, swag, whatever the 16 to 22-year-old words that they use. All right? That's it. And Under Armour, it just don't hit. Yeah. Under Armour target market is 50-year-old guys that drive 2009 Corvettes with iron jeans. That's it. And look, if you wear Under Armour and you're a supporter of Under Armour, that's great. But I'm telling you what the kids think. I'm 33. I'm still into the trend. Yes, I still wear Jordans. I still wear Forces. I still wear, like I said, LeBrons and KDs and all of that. Man, back in 2015, you walked into a gym and you didn't have a pair of KDs on? Come on now. Like, everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's Nike. It's the swoosh, man. It's everything. That's what people care about. And, you know, Under Armour, it was great. They got us back in the day. All right? They got us back in 2005 with the, what is it? We must protect this house and all the little...
Yeah,
the click clack and all that. All right, it was cool. They were funny videos and commercials and all that, but it just don't hit like that no more, bro. And you gotta switch over for recruiting.
Yep.
And look, even former players, Dustin, come out. Gerard Powers was like, "Hey, bro, I was wearing Nikes on the practice field, dog. You wanna know why?" He was like, "Because I hate Under Armour. Like my feet hurt when I wore the cleats." And he was like, "So I would put Nike on." Man, you see me? They would put tape over the swoosh, and just to cover it up and hide it. And Auburn would get pissed because Auburn would be like, "Hey, you ain't supposed to be wearing those. We're sponsored by Under Armour." And he'd be like, "Hey, I make plays, don't I? All right, so that's it. I want to wear what makes my feet comfortable." And that's the... Man, you got to let the kids rock, because that's what it comes down to. The kids are the ones who put the asses in the seats. All right, they're the ones out there making the plays. So whatever money side of it you want to bring up, or because I know a lot of people said, "Oh, well, we'll be Under Armour second school or whatever, and they'll give us a lot more money." It comes down to the kids. The money is completely different. All right, it comes down to the kids. I saw Holsey tweet that he went into his locker one day and they had a pair of high top Under Armour cleats, and he was like, "What?" And he's like, "I'm not wearing those. Like, what is that?" You know? And he was like, "No way I was putting those on, dog." And I mean, it's just simple, man, and our baseball team's getting blown out. But I'm sorry about the Nike to Under Armour rant.
It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal. For one, look at the money involved. That'll kind of tell you just how big of a deal it is. Greg says that my wife is a manager at Hibbett's in our area, and they quit carrying Under Armour because nobody wants it, brother.
Yeah.
This is because no one's buying it. You know, that's because nobody wants it, man. And to your point about hurting the feet, I remember a couple of kids that actually tried to wear it on my freshman football team. By about game three, They were over there getting some Nike vapors like a normal person, you know. It's just it is what it is, man. I think the big thing for me with it, Blake, is perception. And it's something that we talk a lot about. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into that. And some of the perception is bull crap. You know, you have companies like AL.com and ESPN that generate certain stories and cover them a certain way. Like, we all know that if Cam Newton was the quarterback at Alabama, that story would have got covered a hell of a lot differently.
Yeah.
We all know that. I got news for anybody out there hoping that Kalen DeBoer is about to get in trouble for something he did at Washington. I want you to listen to me very carefully. The head coach at Alabama in this day and age, 2024, ain't getting in no damn trouble. Not. Okay? They know. They know about several recruiting violations over the years with Alabama, and they chose not to punish them. So, I mean, I'm not breaking news there. Okay, if you went to school with anybody that ever got recruited from Alabama, you saw it. It was in your face. So they ain't nobody. So you can just kind of forget. They're not getting in trouble. For perception, dude, getting to Nike, everything that you said, it can help so much in basketball. Like, basketball is really the sport where you look at recruiting and say, okay, we can really take off here, man. This gives us access to some guys that we wouldn't have access to otherwise. Now we'll be using Nike balls. So when we go on the road, I can only get to hear, well, we shot like crap because we used a Nike ball and we're used to using Wilson. I don't want to hear any of that crap, dude. Like, we're done with all that. We're going to be a normal school. I'm excited for the fans, like the new drip that you're going to get, you know, all the new stuff that's going to come out. And then, you know, to Brent's point about Bo Knows, listen, man, and you know, you said it too, the marketing, there's got to be commercials. Like, there's so much stuff that Auburn can do. I saw somebody say something about Tim Cook getting involved. I thought I had to start, but I don't. No, Brett did. Shout out to Tim Cook. He sits on the board at Nike. He facilitated the process, making sure the people involved had all of the availability for meetings possible. Yeah, shout out to Tim Cook, man. Like, we definitely need you involved in Auburn athletics as much as possible. In this day and age of NIL, I welcome Tim Cook and all his money. Bring all your money, dude, in any way that you want to help Auburn out. We could definitely use it. Remember back to the softball players last year saying, listen, our feet hurt. These shoes hurt our feet. Like, can we just get some shoes that don't hurt our feet? So there's a lot of levels to this, man. And I definitely understand people thinking it's not a big deal. Like, I get that, you know, like it doesn't affect the way the ball bounces or that kind of thing. But, man, it does so much in the mind of a 16-year-old, which is what you're trying to get to come to Auburn. And, again, perception, because it's Auburn does stupid things, and like they stack up. And you give up a fourth and goal from the 31. You blow the final four. We've all talked about it, right? And then on top of that, you're an Under Armour school, and there's mishaps. The final four tweet. Remember the final four tweet? We'll be in the final four. Like that. Yeah. That's an Auburn thing. That's loading the gun, point it to your foot for no reason. Not only did you not go to the final four, but your arch rival did. You stupid ass people. Who tweeted this? Why, dude? Why do you Jabba all the time? I was really expecting to see we re-sign with Under Armour for 10 years. Auburn got it right, bro. You made the right move. You listened to the fans. We told you we wanted Nike. The kids told you we wanted Nike. Shout out to John Cohen, Tim Cook, everybody for getting it done. This is going to help every sport. And one something I wanted to ask you too, man, what does this kind of look like baseball equipment-wise?
Way better. It's the same thing with the like softball players, like the cleats and stuff. Under Armour cleats in baseball are trash. They're trash. Now, I will say on the baseball side of it, I was always a big. I felt like New Balance had the best cleats, or Adidas for baseball. That was just me. I was always a big New Balance guy in baseball. I loved what New Balance did, and you see a lot of baseball athletes going to New Balance, like Frankie Lindor and like Bryce Harper and things like that. Like, they're flirting with New Balance and everything. So the Nike thing in the baseball, it's you just don't have to run out there with a UA on your jersey and everything, you know. It's just which Nike's kind of getting a bad look in baseball right now because of the MLB and how they changed the uniforms up, and they kind of made them not as heavy and they wanted them to breathe, but now they're ripping and all of that stuff. So I don't know on the baseball side of it, but it's still, I'm sure Auburn will have some drip look or swag or, you know, whatever they're saying nowadays is, you know, and like baseball, like Nike bats, I never really got into the Nike bat thing in baseball. It was always Easton, things like that.
So much different so, equipment.
Yeah, yeah, it's different. But the thing, okay, we got a hit, Cooper McMurray. The thing for me is when it comes down to it, is people say, well, why would we go to Nike to be little brother to Alabama? And my argument with that is, in my opinion, this doesn't put you as little brother to Alabama. This puts you on the same playing field as Alabama. So now they can't, Kalen DeBoer cannot walk into a living room. Nate Oates cannot walk into a living room. And one of the freaking first things they say is, hey, they wear Under Armour. Because I can tell you, Hugh Freeze said that it didn't get brought up a whole lot, but it gets brought up, people. All right. What was Cardae Smith's, one of his first tweets when it got announced? It was the eye emojis going straight across. His, oh, them boys got Nike now. All right. It gets brought up. That is coach speak. We were still under contract with Nike. It hadn't been announced yet. Hugh's going to say, hey, it really don't get brought up. Cap, that is lies. All right. It gets brought up.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm telling you.
It's not. And we're not saying it's like Alvin Henderson's making his decision based off of,
yeah,
right. But it's definitely a thing. Again, it definitely just plays into perception. It's just one more thing, you know. And now you're back on the side where, like Blake said, just look at the recruits, man. If you don't give a damn, just go to the recruits' pages and look at what they say about it. Look at their excitement about it. Look at the players that are on the team, their excitement about it. Look at like what Gerard Power said. I wasn't ever wearing those. So if you don't think it's a big deal, listen to the people in the arena. Listen to the people that are going to be on the field, and they're telling you, hey, man, this is going to be big for Auburn.
Go to IG. Go pick out a recruit in the 2025 class. Go to his IG right now and look at his pictures. Scroll down, zoom in on what kind of shoes he's wearing. Mm. I guarantee you it ain't Under Armour. All right? I rest my case, period.
Yeah, for sure. Tim says, because they're all talking about uniform changes, I guess Auburn Dad mentioned something. Auburn Dad mentioned something about an orange uni in here. And then Tim said, hey, now, the Russell Athletic was the best crowd. I was going to lose it with them orange unis. Let me tell you something, Tim. You're stepping on my toes now, because I'll tell you what I would like to do. I'd throw that R back up there in a heartbeat if it meant we play like we did in 2004 with that R.
That's a fact. Okay.
Look, man, shout out to Russell Athletics, man. They held us down. They held us down. Is Russell even still around?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they're still around.
$4.99 at the front of Walmart. You can catch a pair of shorts.
Yeah, they'll come back in style here in about 10 to 15 years, like Champion. I remember Champion was really big when I was a kid, and then all of a sudden they're selling Champion hoodies for like $60, and I'm like, what happened? Yeah, you know, like,
we used to class. If you rolled into class with starter on, you better get ready for 30 minutes of straight hell. Now if you rock the starter, you're the flyest dude in the building. And Brett was straight blasphemy, saying he would like to see us rock blue pants. Listen, I know you guys probably know if you've been watching this for a while. I think me and Blake differ a little bit on this one. I don't want to see shit but what we wear. I like what we wear. And now we're getting to the point. Okay, for one, I think our away uniforms are the cleanest in sports. I'm super biased there. I am. But with the white face mask, even with the blue, man, they're filthy. I love our homes as well. We're getting to the point where we're losing so much that I'm about to just say, damn the tradition. Wear all orange, because you're not playing like Auburn football anyway. So, like, who am I to be out here and be like, don't you put those kids – because I know, again, to my point, this is where I'm being hypocritical, right? I'm on that traditionalist side. I mean, like, I think Texas's away uniforms are sick, and a lot of people are like, what the hell?
Yeah, I like them.
But, yeah, I think they're clean. But acknowledging the flaw in my own logic here, them kids want to wear some orange uniforms. Them kids want to wear some blue. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest. Here's really my, for one, I want some traditions to stay the same. And a part of my love for Auburn is that I know the songs we're going to play. I know when we're going to play them before the kickoff. I know what we're going to run out of that A. Like, I love all of that. Okay. Like, I really do love the tradition, and we've been doing it this way for this long. So let's keep doing it. I'm just kind of that person, but I know that if they put up blue pants one day, them kids would lose it in that locker room if they saw that. Here's my reservation, right? And this is going to sound stupid. And I know that uniforms played and have no effect on the game. I am just the kind of person that, like, I know we would come out there in orange and get our ass clapped. And then it would just be, you know what I mean? Like, then it would be that whole thing. Like, imagine, remember the last time we talked about wearing orange was Penn State. Imagine if we wore orange that day. What would the conversation be about orange uniforms? So if you are one of them people that is clamoring for us to wear new uniforms, you better be ready for those people like me who, if we get beat 31-10, come out and say, I told y'all we shouldn't have put that crap on. But no, I would honestly, man, all jokes aside, I think within 5 or 6 years, maybe, I think Auburn wears an alternate uniform. I don't know how much longer it's going to go, man. Like, as we get further and further into this new age, I just think the kids are going to win out. The kids are going to win out over the old heads, man.
I just don't want to see it change, like a drastic change. I would take blue pants. I think that would be pretty cool. But I don't want to see, you know, some blue pants on orange jerseys and all this stuff. You know, I don't want to go that far down the road. All right. But instead of uniforms, give me upgrades to Jordan-Hare Stadium. All right. The uniform, I want to see Jordan-Hare get upgraded, dog. That's what I really want to see. There's so much potential that we could do to the stadium to also help recruiting. And that is one thing that's on my big list is, I know you're going to put another scoreboard up and all that. I want to see some seats get put in there. Let's fix the outside of the stadium and everything. I think that would be something that could really help recruiting also, because you might not believe it, but look at Texas A&M. All right. They had the breakaway end zone bleachers out there like Ole Miss did. All right. They go in, they revamp their stadium. They get 100,000 people in there now. And when those kids walk in there, they say, oh, this went from a Big 12 stadium to an SEC stadium. This is nice. I think I want to play here. Stuff like that matters, man. I don't want to see the uniforms change drastically or anything, because I do love the Auburn look. I think those stormtroopers are absolutely filthy. Those white face masks. And really, I mean, you can rock the orange face mask, whatever, but I do feel like every time we change it up, we get clapped. We get all hyped up. We're like, hey, let's go. And then bang, we get clapped. Like in the bowl game when we did the Pat Sullivan remembrance, yeah. And we put the number on the side of the helmets, and I was like, oh boy, there ain't no way we're losing this game. Bang, clapped. And I'm just like, it's tough. It's the Auburn, you know, Jabba, like you always say.
Yeah. And Brad, I'm with you. This is really all jokes aside. This is the main thing. And y'all know this, man. Really, we're all about the ball. Only thing Brad's claiming for is the Dubs. Do that consistently. And then let's change the uniforms, brother. I'm with you. As long as we don't dress up like Oregon, I don't really care what we wear. Okay. And even listen, and I know I take shots at Oregon all the time. 1 out of every 10 of their uniforms are clean. Like, they put on like one a year where I'm like, there it is. And I like their throwbacks a lot. But I'm all for breast cancer awareness, dude. But you know, the pink with the lime green. That fired up a hate for Oregon like I've never had, bro. I was like, who the hell decided to play a football game in this? But I'm with you, Brad, bro. Like, you know, I do think that the like we talked about tonight, Nike, it's a big step for Auburn in a lot of different areas. But as far as like triple stripes here, or you know, minute changes to the face mask, or whether we did come out in blue pants. Listen, Auburn could come out in the blue helmet, blue top, blue pants, blue socks, blue cleats. If you keep recruiting dogs up front, and you get the quarterback position squared away, and you keep throwing it up to guys like Cam Coleman, then you can win in whatever kind of uniform. And we all really understand that, and I'm with you 100%, Brad. Blake, real quick, brother, before we get out of here, like I mentioned, I did pop off that member pod today. We feel like we got some more commitments coming. I like where we're sitting with Eric Winters. I see some crystal balls coming in for him. Very, very athletic kid. Linebacker out of Enterprise, Alabama. We got that safety. His name slips my mind. I'm sure y'all can help me out in the chat. Fagan, I believe it is. Trending heavy for him as well. So, and then like I mentioned, spring games coming up. I'm going to be at them. The ones in the 251 area, Blake's going to be at them. And then once we crank into that fall, y'all know how we do. We're going to be attacking those games, getting content for you guys. And, you know, I think that as the year went on last year, our first year doing it, we really kind of figured out a good system, made some good connections. So I'm fired up about the next step that we're going to be able to take this coming year. And so, Blake, tell the people, man, where they can find that content and how they can access it, brother.
Yeah, get over there to that JV squad, $3.99 a month. We will have, when we go live, we'll have members only live chats, priority reply to comments, early access to videos. We have been doing a lot more live videos lately. So $5.99 a month, we offer the varsity squad, the recruiting update videos like Dustin just talked about. He does a great job. We try to drop 1 to 2 a week. The game day group chat just stays every single day. We are in there talking about Auburn sports. We love it. It's been great. Gameplay with you. Hey, we're starting to get this thing cranked up. Dustin has been dropping his road to the show over on the War Report gaming channels, doing a great job there. I think Dylan over at the College Loop is posting some stuff. And yeah, go check
a,
those
he
out.
He made a Bengals franchise. He made a Bengals franchise.
There we go.
He was in all the Auburn players. He put as many Auburn players in the NFL as he could on the Bengals. Pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And watch the film with Auburn baseball. Look, folks, I'll be straight up honest with you. I have made 1 to 2 videos of this, and the reason I haven't made any more is because we have been getting absolutely clapped on the baseball diamond. And it is really, really hard for me to go in and dissect a losing baseball team. And I don't want to be negative towards the kids because I love those dudes. And it was kind of like my episode today. I didn't want to throw shade at the players because I don't think it's their fault, but it's really hard to sit down and break down when things go really, really bad, like a ground ball getting hit to first base just a second ago. Carson Myers completely forgot to go cover the bag, and Kentucky gets an infield single. So I can break that down for you this week. So I'm going to try to drop one of those, and we will go all over it. All right, we'll bounce all over the mistakes that are being made, because right now we're down 4-0 in the fourth.
And for sure. I also had some DMs while I was away asking me about Aiden Holloway and all that. So be on the lookout. Probably drop a pod talking about that soon. I want to wait until the basketball was the roster's a little more finalized. Yeah. You know, let's give it a couple weeks, and then we can kind of know what's what, and then kind of take that from there. I'll get you guys last second comments in here. Please, man, hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel if you have not. I know that most of y'all that are in here tonight have. Like Blake said, get over to that War Report Gaming channel, man. We're getting that thing cranked up, and then we got a July date now. We got our date.
Yes.
Our NCAA. So, like, with my guy Brett, I know you're in here, Brett, and our guy Jazzy, I know you're going to watch the replay. You're probably sleeping right now, getting ready to – going a long drive out, you know, Jazzy be in our group chat at 2-3 a.m. because he's up driving across the country. We're asleep, Jazzy. But yeah, we love him, man. We love him. So Jazzy, we know he's definitely watching, gonna watch the replay. He's fired up for the NCAA coming out. He's been asking us about this dynasty. We're gonna get this dynasty going. So we got a lot of fun things around the corner, man. Recruiting wise, video game wise, there's so much stuff popping. Brett says Dodge Charger U. He knows exactly what I'm referring to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw, man, I gotta be careful. I gotta be careful. But yeah, if you know. Auburn Dad says there may be the Orange Uni one day. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what put the my dad is the reason for this originally. He told me about Doug Barfield and all this kind of stuff, and it just scared in the Orange Unis, and it just scared the hell out of me. And then Jacob
Barfield, says, hey, or Harson.
I mean, does it it doesn't matter. Like,
did you see the lifting weights? Did you see the lifting weights tweet?
Yeah, I saw it, bro. I saw it. It's listen, man. Like, let's be real about it. We're far enough away from it now. Let's be real. Bro took us for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Listen, bro, have you ever seen the movie? It's the ESPN. It's a 30 for 30 about Tony Spano. He was a con artist that tried to buy the New York Islanders. He was worth like $300,000 and came this close to buying an NHL team. That's what happened to us." Harsin just said, "Oh, you're hiring me? Dude, all right." And the buyout's what? "Oh, I'm riding this thing. I'm riding this thing." It's a recruit. "Did you see my buyout?" He called his lawyer and he said, "Hey, is not recruiting, does that qualify as getting fired for calls?" "No, sir, it doesn't." "Shit, I'm chilling, bro. Let's chill." Yeah, I saw the tweet. Jacob says he actually called a live. Hey, man. Like Blake said, majority of our episodes now are going to be live. We're going to be the Tuesday night, 7 o'clock will always stay. And look for us on Thursday nights now. And I would say probably seven most of the time, but it could be a little bit earlier, maybe 5 or 6. We'll definitely let you guys know. We'll try to let you guys know on Tuesday. And obviously we'll be updating y'all through all social media and all that kind of stuff. And then some weekends, you know, just stay looked into your feed. And we're going to be doing these pop-up lives, man, as news breaks. We're really going to try to focus and just do live shows most of the time. Some of y'all talking about the North End Zone getting upgraded. Absolutely. Now, we've been hearing this for a while, and I do want to say this as well. I think we got a basketball coach that's getting antsy with his basketball facility that's supposed to have been built. And I would like to see that get built because I see these job openings come up and I see people saying, Bruce wouldn't leave us. Bruce had to come out after a loss versus Mississippi State this year and tell everybody to calm the hell down. To your point in your episode today about Butch, I don't think coaches like that. And then there's a lot of schools out there that if they really wanted to hire Bruce, they would say, well, you know, they could offer certain things and all that. So there's a lot on the plate, man. You had to upgrade Plainsman. I mean, it was down to the bottom of the league. So you had to upgrade Plainsman. You got to get that facility. You have to upgrade the North End Zone and help out the aesthetics of the football stadium, the outside. Listen, man, I went to the Tampa Bay Lightning game this weekend, and I know that it's 20,000 people versus 90,000, so it's a bit different. But, man, these stadiums nowadays are unreal. Elite. I mean, the concessions, dog, was Outback Steakhouse and, you know, Cuban grills. And I was just like, there were cigar bars in between seats. I'm like, what is the – yo, Auburn's got to get on something like this. This is just next level, man. And, again, I understand, you know, the different dynamics of the sports and all that kind of stuff. But there's just a lot that has to happen. And then I agree with my guy, Greg. Says John Cohen's doing a good job. And there's a lot on John Cohen's plate right now. Let's get this softball hire right. So, yeah, let's get this softball hire right. That's the next thing on his plate as far as hires go. But he's doing a good job, man. And it's not easy. It's not easy being Auburn's AD. It's not easy being an AD at all, especially at a SEC powerhouse with the landscape of college football changing beneath these guys' feet every day, and they're trying to figure it out. But Greg, I think that nailing down this Nike thing, man, to kind of wrap up our show tonight was a big thing that when John Cohen is gone will be something that like we look at and say, hey, man, he nailed that one. And the way that we look back at our guy, I'm forgetting his name, dude, hired Bruce Pearl, AD that hired Bruce Pearl. Why am I forgetting his name? Chad, help me out.
What is it now?
The AD that hired Bruce Pearl.
Oh, man, if you wouldn't have said anything.
I know it. Where y'all at, Chad? Where y'all at? It wasn't Green. It wasn't
no,
Green.
Jacob. JJ? Or was it J. Jacobs?
J. Jacobs.
Yeah.
Bang.
J. Jacobs. Yep.
So the point I'm making is the way that John Cohen made this Nike move, and when he's gone from Auburn, you look back and say, John Cohen, good job. The way that we look back at Jacobs, even though I just forgot his name, and said, hey, bro, like you coming out and hiring Bruce Pearl away from ESPN, despite the show cost penalty and all that kind of stuff, was dropping your nuts. That was a big boy move. And it definitely was the best thing that ever happened to Auburn basketball. And yes, Brad, That does seem like a long time ago. Thank God. I remember a game in the Tony Barber era where I think we lost to Alabama like 48-46 or something. I mean, just struggle bus, dude. Struggle bus. And then to see it, to see Alabama, you know, kind of come up and see Auburn where they're at and to see basketball where it is in the state of Alabama. You can make the argument that Jay Jacobs' move to bring Bruce Pearl to Auburn forced a lot of hands around the SEC, man. It forced a lot of SEC schools to kind of make that move. And Brent says that Jay Jacobs, yeah, he did play at Auburn, if that's what you're talking about. He played football at Auburn. And an Auburn man, bro, we shout out to Jay Jacobs. He did his best. So that's all I got tonight. Members, stay on the lookout. Blake will probably be dropping that for you guys shortly. It's done. It's recorded up. It just takes time to upload these things and all that. YouTube can be goofy sometimes, but that will drop in y'all's feed, man. And I just want to tell all y'all, thank y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. And we will be back shortly, man, probably this weekend. Just stay on the lookout.
Boy, damn, baby. We're out of here.
We're out.